Now, my kids could give a crap less about what I do, but when I told them I was interviewing the dad from the Emoji Movie, Steven Wright, they all of a sudden cared about what I did. They're all in now. They like me.
They want to take off school.
Yes, thank you, Steven Wright. I'm a hero. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We know it's early in L.A. Thanks for getting up, but you're going to be here in Columbus on May the 19th at the Davidson Theater. Are you touring a lot now, Steven?
I go out, I do like a few shows, and then I'll go home, and then I'll go out on the weekends, stuff like that.
Sure. And I know that a lot of headliners that come through town have an opening act that tours with them. Do you have an opening act, and are you particular in who opens for you? Because you have such a unique style, I would think some guys might clash with the way you do it.
I don't have an opening act. I do like an 85-minute show, and I just don't. I don't do that. Sometimes the theater wants one for some reason, and then.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes the theater. I would think maybe a little jazz trio would be perfect for Steven Wright.
That would be good. Or a guy I'm doing pottery.
Yeah. Yes, that would definitely work.
Davidson's Theater, we should say, May the 19th. You can get your tickets. There are some available, so get them now.
Yeah, they're close to selling out, though.
You've told so many jokes and have such a unique style. Throughout the years, have you forgotten some of the stuff you wrote, or do you have like a big, gigantic, like 80,000 notebooks where you've written your stuff because you're so clever with your one-liners? Do you forget sometimes the stuff you've wrote in the past?
I have a ton of notebooks with jokes, like just like you said. But a couple times, sometimes some of them fall through the cracks and I'll forget them, and then a friend of mine will remind me of one. But usually I have them really in my head, really.
Yeah, if jokes were hit songs, would It's a Small World, But I Hate to Paint It, would that be your greatest hit?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And I know, Steven Wright, that you're a Boston guy. Back in the day, I did a little stand-up. I knew a lot of those Boston guys. But, boy, rest in peace, Barry Crimmins. I was sad to see that. But you go back all the way to that. Tell everybody about the Ding Ho Comedy Club. That was a real fascinating spot.
Well, Barry Crimmins was one of my best friends in my whole life, and he created the club in Cambridge, Mass. It was a regular one in comedy club in Boston, but the Ding Ho had a whole other vibe to it. It was half Chinese restaurant, half comedy club,
and it
was more like of a clubhouse than the other club. A lot of people came out of that.
Yeah, Chicago and, of course, New York has their share of great stand-ups, but I think pound-for-pound Boston between Kenny Rogerson and Lenny Clark and yourself and Jay Leno. I mean, there was Steve Sweeney. There were so many great Boston. If you ever worked with a guy from Boston, you knew it was going to be a good week.
Yeah, pretty. All those people you said are very different than each other.
Right.
Boston.
And your Red Sox are off to a good start, so it's good to be from Boston.
Absolutely, 8-1. It looks good. It looks fun.
Well, anytime the Yankees are in second place or worse, it's all good for everyone. Hey, you're so unique with your style. The only guy who comes to mind after you was Mitch Hedberg. Were you aware of Mitch when he came out, and what did you think of it? Because his style is very similar to yours.
I was aware, and it was weird for me to see that I had influenced anyone, because when you do what you do, you're not thinking about someone else is going to be influenced by you. So that was weird for me to see, but then a lot of people after him have been influenced also. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was interesting.
An amazing line.
Yeah, he was really good.
When you were on the Tonight Show, because back in the day when you did Johnny, you did and I think you did it the first time, and you're back right away. Did you master your style then, or were you a completely different comedian when you did the Tonight Show with Johnny?
No, I was like I had been doing it 3 years, and it was already this style I had stumbled upon. I was already like this except way in the very beginning, I was doing it only for a few months. I had more like normal type jokes, but then they fell away, you know. So I was mainly.
Do you recall that first Tonight Show with Johnny Carson when you were standing behind the curtain? Was it running down your leg?
I was so nervous that I wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Like it was just very.
Right.
That's all I wanted to do my whole life was go on that show. And there I am on it. It was like, oh, my God, my whole dream is coming true. It was very bizarre. It was great.
Yeah, I saw you one time, Stephen, and I took a date, and I had her convinced after the show that you talk like that in real life, that your whole life, you know, like how you know how you do your bit, like you do your comedy routine.
You order in a restaurant.
Yes,
like that.
I said, no, what you don't know about this guy is he does that in real life, and she believed me.
Well, I do talk like this, you know, but I'm not certainly telling. I don't really tell jokes in real life. If I think of a joke, I tell it in my own head.
Yeah, and then you had such a great, you still do, but the Mad About You in the movies that you've done. Torg mentioned the Emoji movie most recently, but hell, you were in Reservoir Dogs. I don't think people know that.
Oh, that was my favorite movie to be in. That movie was completely, just so groundbreaking. They had the whole movie finished, and they didn't have the guy on the radio, and then the editor managed. Sally Mickey, my friend who was the editor, suggested me to Quentin Tarantino, and he said, oh, yeah, that'll be good. So then I got to do that.
Oh, that's super cool. Well, we look forward to it, man. May the 19th, Stephen Wright. Tickets available, Davidson Theater. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You're a legend.
Fans. Yep, thank you.
Good talking to you.
All right,
thanks.
So long.
Bye.
The legendary, the iconic Mr. Stephen Wright, fresh out of bed.
Yeah, needs a new phone.